Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior and infinitely more. The Lord is one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Humans were born to fellowship with God, with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's the most wonderful, beautiful person in the universe. This is Wonder and Reality. My name is Jim. Lord, send out laborers to the harvest fields, to China, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, the countries surrounding China, and China, more than a billion people. Be with those who are suffering and who are persecuted, especially for their faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord, for being, for promising that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And so, anyone who's listening, who's a believer, the Lord is with me and with them. Amen, amen. Jesus, you said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Amen, amen. This series is about heaven, also a sub-series within it about the opposition of Jesus Christ. The one theme of this brief message is the shame of Jesus Christ on when he suffered in his passion and on the cross. He had to endure shame and weakness, and of course he died for the world. One thing that I actually give credit to a patriarch of the faith who's been teaching about this during this past Easter season. This is going to air. This is after Easter. But he taught about this. And so I just want to emphasize that also. We know that Jesus suffered greatly, physically, probably more than any human ever has. But he also suffered shame and humiliation, and of course weakness, and much more related to that. Even though he's the Son of God and he is God, he lowered himself and even endured the shame of the cross. And that is, for example, he was mocked and ridiculed, and publicly he was killed and executed. He was crucified, which is even likely the worst way that someone can die, publicly as a criminal. Yet he had done nothing wrong. And that's almost a different subject. I just want to hone in on the shame that he endured. It was a long-term suffering, his passion. We call that today the passion of Jesus Christ, which from my understanding, that's from his... I'm not an expert. I had to actually look up and Google it, you know, on the internet. But it's that entire season when Jesus was on trial. He was betrayed by Judas and many people. He was on trial. And he shed his blood seven times, starting with in the Garden of Gethsemane, one of the most famous portions of the entire Bible, and of one of the most famous events in human history, the entire Passion, are the most famous events in human history and the most important. Including the resurrection, of course, is the greatest miracle in human history. But his Passion, I mean, it's beyond words what Jesus accomplished and what he did. But just one aspect of it is the shame. Imagine being publicly on trial. Okay, let me go back to what I was saying. He shed his blood seven times, starting in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he sweated drops of blood. The pressure on him was so great that he almost died in that first shedding of his blood. That's what experts say. When someone sweats drops of blood, they're at the point of death. And he knew what he was going to have to endure, and he even prayed that it may not happen. Okay, but one, again, he knew that the shame that he would endure. That's something that I have not heard emphasized much. I know that it's in Scripture, right? It's definitely probably in Isaiah and other that he... And the Apostle Paul writes about the offense of the cross, which is a vast subject in and of itself. I don't want to... I'm not a biblical expert. But it's something that we can understand as humans. Shame, embarrassment, humiliation. Jesus, the Son of God, and God Almighty, in human flesh, suffered likely more shame than any human ever has. Because he was publicly mocked and ridiculed and spit upon, and he was mocked at numerous times during that trial, right? And this is separate from the physical suffering. He was beaten, again, shed his blood seven times. They put the crown of thorns on his head, and he bled then. The seven times, let's see, beaten with the 39 stripes, beaten on his back with this horrible, it's like a whip of cords which had broken pieces of pottery on the leather and with nails and other things that that's what I've heard people speak about who are experts on that period of time and what they did. And those 39 lashes on his back, that was designed to kill someone. And so during this physical suffering, the shame of being, this is all done publicly, and people in authority are doing this to him, and they were mocking him. Remember, I've been listening to the Gospels on audio, and I recommend that if somebody can afford it, to get it's got it on online. And I prefer the New King James Version, but when I hear the summaries, some of the summaries of the of his Passion, and they put a robe on him, they mocked him, and they said, numerous people mocked and ridiculed him. It wasn't just a few of them. Even when he was on the cross, they were mocking him and saying, wagging their fingers, and again, the word that comes to mind, humiliation. So that's all I want to say. What I want to move on to the next thing. Now we can celebrate because Jesus is alive. Amen. He's alive. He rose from the dead. We can celebrate Jesus Christ. Yes, during Easter season, we honor and recognize his Passion, his sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. which angels told a pastor in the U.S. that phrase, the sacrifice of Jesus, that all that he did. And within that, included within that, is the shame and the humiliation and the weakness that he endured. To think that he was crucified as a criminal between two criminals, and he had, you know, he was, what had he done? Jesus Christ, for 3 years, had proclaimed the good news of the gospel, had been a friend of sinners and tax collectors and prostitutes, had healed people. Like, not just a few. I mean, he healed, the multitudes followed him, and he healed, sometimes it says in the Gospels, he healed all of them. I mean, it'd be incredible to see how many healings he actually did. And that was when he was a man. He's alive today, doing the same thing today. Saving people, healing people in spirit, soul, and body. Healing people physically, emotionally, mentally, every kind of, amen. The miracles that he has done are counted, I would say, in the billions upon billions upon billions. Amen, amen. Let's look at the big picture. Yes, as a man, it's great to read about his 3 years of ministry. Incredible. We have it preserved. We can read about it. And again, that's why I say, you know, he healed many, many people. Okay? He forgave those who came in humility to him. He welcomed the children. You know, he did all of this, and yet was betrayed, and the public had him crucified. Okay? Showing how human beings, the scripture says the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. And that's why I think a key for us is to realize, yes, to come to God in humility and say, you know, to humble ourselves before him and repent. You know, Jesus gave that parable of the two men, one who said, you know, I'm righteous and I fast and I give. And the other person said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And it's that second one is the one who's justified. So thank you for listening. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. Thank you for following this ministry. And I'm just, I wanted to emphasize this. I haven't heard this emphasized much, but it's a very central part of the sacrifice of Jesus. And it applies to us today. Because remember, Jesus said, if anyone comes after me, let him forget himself, take up his cross, and follow me. He spoke about how someone who is believers who proclaim the gospel will be persecuted. He said, blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are you and men, this is a paraphrase, but blessed are you and men, you know, falsely say all kinds of evil against you and rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen. So let's, you know, that's one of the keys, I think, is with if we look at great men and women of God, they just did what God told them to do. They didn't care about what people, you know, the people's opinions. You know, you look at some of the patriarchs of the faith, they were criticized just, you know, just greatly criticized, even more than that. You know, Kenneth Hagin and Oral Roberts and men like that, men and women, that's just part of, Jesus spoke about that would happen. Okay, thank you for listening. Please do visit our website. And blessings. Lord, I bless those listening, and I pray for the people that are listening in countries around the world, in the U.S. and Canada, in Europe, in Germany, the Netherlands, the U.K. and Ireland. in Belgium, in the Philippines, in Japan, in Singapore, in Australia. I bless those, Lord, who are visiting our websites in China and other places around the world, in Russia. Those are two countries that frequent visitors to our websites. Bless them, Lord. Reveal your glory to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening and blessings.